This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Good to be along with you today on Auto World, folks. It's a pleasure to have you along with me. Let's get started right now. Lock the doors, fasten the seat belts, put that tray table up, and prepare for takeoff. What? A train in the studio? Yeah. Boy, what a week, huh? We had that strike going on with the trains. Oh, yeah. Transportation. That's what kind of business I'm in, is transportation. Not only Auto World, cars, trucks, motorcycles, snowmobiles. No, we do not repair trains here at the Greasy Garage Studio. I don't have a big enough shop. Even if I did have a big enough shop, we would not be pulling in a train. But without trains, we would not get our automotive Auto World parts, would we? No. Along with all the other items and things that we all need. I'm glad they reached a settlement and we are now moving forward. The trains are moving forward and backwards. It depends on if the diesel pusher's pushing it. But congratulations. I'm glad you folks ironed all that out, because it's getting frustrating ever since COVID in the automotive world. As you know, maybe you've had your car in the shop or body shop to repair shop, transmission shop, windshield shop, tire shop, brake shop. There's a lot of shops there, aren't there? Yes. And maybe they've told you, we don't have the part. You got to wait. Even in the recalls, the warranty recalls, it costs you zero. It's free, which we do recalls here on Auto World. But you can't even get in your vehicle fixed because they can't get the part. We need the trains out there. We do. And on that note, next week I'm going to ask the guys here, the crew here. Eddie, remind me, Eddie, the engine emailer sitting to the left of me with the email bag, remind me we're going to take a picture of, I want you guys to just take a picture of the train we're building. That's right, the Greasy Garage. We're building a rat rod train out of an automobile. Some of our clients here on listening on KBOI News Talk AM 670 have actually seen that rat rod train. It's coming together, and it's actually going to be a movie star. So that's what it's all about right there, a train car. Why not, huh? Got the cattle guard on the front of it. I don't know if you're going to run into it. Yes, it's drivable. It's licensable. License is not on it, but it's going to be licensed, and we're going to be driving it down the road. You're going to see, and you're going to hear a train whistle. I want you to hear that train whistle 2 to 3 miles away when we're coming your way. We'll share that with all of you, though, coast to coast, nationwide, here on Auto World. You'll see a photo of that. Yes, we're crazy. We got scrap metal, and we have welders, so why not, huh? Hey, folks, do you know your tire pressure and percentages? Just the percentage of what your tire pressure should be. Would you actually like to have, instead of saying, well, Mark, I want to go ahead and put 44 pounds PSIs in there, pounds per square inch, in pressure, would you rather have a percentage gauge up on your dash? I know a lot of you do have on your new cars, of course. They're 10 years old. I mean, all the way up from, you know, 15 years old, you're going to have a tire pressure monitor up there, and it's going to say, you know, that light's going to come on, or it's going to tell you the number that your tire pressure's get, the pressure that it has in it at that time. How many of you like that? Raise your hand. Oh, yeah, all of you. Oh, everybody. 6 rows here in the Auto World studio. They all like it. Fantastic. That's right. Well, we've got a little fun story for you. Kind of fun, but very, very dangerous. So stay tuned for that story. We're going to talk a little bit about the letter cars coming your way here on the second hour, and Ford's other pony car. Oh, boy. But right now, it's time right now to get to the school bus history. It's 'tis the season, school bus history. Every hour of Auto World today, we're going to give you a little bit of trivia about school buses, and please slow up and stop. Because of you could be your child or your grandchild or your up-and-coming grandkids that you're going to have. Okay, so when did America start using school buses? Well, it was back in 1869, Massachusetts became the first state to add transportation to public education. By 1900, 16 other states would transport students to school in a school bus. What was the oldest school bus? A 1927 Bluebird. Yep, 27 Bluebird is the oldest surviving school bus in America. Albert Luce Sr. built his first bus in 1925 by mounting a purchased wood body to a Ford truck frame and said, "Hop on in, kids, let's go." Okay, I want to hear your stories. I want to hear, do you still have your school bus friends? How was your rides on the school bus? Did you hate them? That first day was probably pretty tough on us, wasn't it? You know, climb, you don't know anybody. Your first day at school, your mom and dad walked you, your mom, dad, whoever walked you to the school bus, and you had to climb up on that big, huge, big box school bus. I'd like to hear your stories, good or bad. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com is our email here. And Bentley Bryan is taking your phone call. He's stepping in for Axelrod Alex. Bentley Bryan. Oh, how long have you had the Bentley, Brad? Oh, Bentley Brad. He's here at 855-660-4261. Now, I've got a little trivia question going out to each and every one of you to answer for a great little parting gift, a gift bag here, Auto World Parting, you know, the gift bag. Here's the question. Which car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record? Which car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record? 855-660-4261. Email. You can Facebook message me, too. But email is one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Head over to Facebook, if you would. Facebook message me on there. My address is my name, Mark Evans, and also Auto World Radio. You'll enjoy those photos we have up there. Please go on over. And Instagram also is Auto World Media, just like our website, Auto World Media. I am I'm on LinkedIn, so if you'd like to link me up on LinkedIn there, you can do that. Got a few spots left on Facebook, too. I'm almost to 5,000 friends. I do appreciate that, my friends. And like and love you folks following me. I won't wear you out, of course, on all that, but we'd like to share a lot of fun things coming your way, which, like I said, next week you're going to see a picture of that rat rod train. Oh, yeah, steam locomotive made out of a four-door Buick Park Avenue. Hey, you Buick lovers, don't be screaming at me. Don't know. This thing was set out to go to death anyway. It was in the backfield of a friend and a good friend. I've known him since grade school, and he says, come save this car. So we are. Hey, trains were here before cars, weren't they? I think they were. Yeah, that's why we're doing it. Why not? Okay, let's get to this air pressure thing. Come on. PSIs, pounds square inches, is that what it stands for? Yep. Well, a gentleman here, he says, the boss, we all know it as tire pressure, but it's measured in pounds per square inch, folks. You know that, not percentages. Well, unfortunately, some people, common knowledge is, this gentleman didn't know it was common. That was the case for an employee at a demolition company who had to learn his lesson in a very, very dangerous way. Yep. The owner of the demolition company told one of his employees to add air to his Jeep's tires because they lost some air pressure after a chilly day. Simple task, huh? Right? Uh-huh. Wrong. The employee, whose family was not native to the United States, did not realize that tire pressure goes for pounds per square inch and not percentages. In his mind, he believed that filling the tires with, well, air meant filling them to 100%. Right here's where you want to insert the, panic. The employee called his boss, saying he attempted to fill the tires up with air, but they would not go to 100%. He looked on the dash, and it only showed 94 in the right rear, 97 in the right front, 93 in the left front, and 96 in the left rear. Wow, that's air pressure, not percentages. The boss says, get away from the vehicle before they explode. Just a little fun, and very dangerous. Remember, it's PSI. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, we're going to southern Utah and talk to Lucy on our guest line. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm
into the second hour with you. Thank you. What a pleasure to have you along. Driving along here, we've got our wiper blades on. No, not yet. Some of you might be down in Florida. A little bit of rain hitting you up in Seattle, of course. Yes, you might have a little bit of rain. And with that, wiper blades go along to the tune of the radio. Absolutely. When they're screeching and squawking, no thank you. Don't you just hate it when you see us? You can't see out, man. I mean, truthfully, get you some Michelin wiper blades. You didn't know that, did you, that Michelin not only does tires, but they do wiper blades. Michelin, get rid of the squeak. Michelin, they work. I've got a pair of them on one car. So lucky to have so many pieces of metal. My insurance man really loves me. Got that trivia question out there here on Auto World for the second hour. Which car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record? Phone number 855-660-4261. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Let's go, as I promised, let's go to Lucy listening to us in southern Utah. Welcome, Lucy, to Auto World. Good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm not sure I know the right answer, but I think it was the Ford Mustang.
Yeah, talking a little bit of ponies this week, see? So, hey, well, Lucy, no, sorry.
No? Really?
I'm purposely, you know, I guess I'm throwing everybody off talking about the ponies. You know, they released that 2024 Ford Mustang. We're talking about that on the third hour. But, no, it was another model of Ford. You're right with the Ford, though, but it is another model that set a record, and this information is coming actually from Ford, too. So, Now, one thing I did know that the Ford Mustang was, they started in 1964 and a half.
Yes.
Yeah. Lucy, where are you listening? Where are you listening to us from? In Southern Illinois?
The St. George area in Utah.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. That's our great affiliate down there is KZNU, AM 1450.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I appreciate you. Do you have a Mustang?
No, but I owned one a long time ago. It was a 1968.
Oh, that's
a good
one.
And I had to sell it. It was fun.
Yeah. You say you had to sell it because of what life happens, doesn't it?
Well, I bought it from someone who didn't tell me it was in bad shape, so I drove it for about 6 or 7 months, and then I sold it to someone who collected Mustangs.
Well, good. So it went to a good home, and did they restore it back to original, or?
I think he did, yes.
Yeah, but it takes a little bit of $100, so quite a few $100 bills anymore to do that.
That's right.
I guess I should say $1,000 bills.
Yes.
What are you driving today? Are you driving a Ford?
No, I drive an old Subaru.
you're in a Eurobus.
Well, it's an old Subaru GL 1987 station wagon.
Oh, those are reliable to the point of no return. Yeah. Now, do you know where I get the Eurobus name from?
No, I don't.
You spell Subaru backwards.
Oh.
It spells Eurobus.
We got it.
Have fun with your friends with that. You know, when they say, "Oh yeah," you know, and hit one of your best friends when you're up, you know, having fun and all that. Say, "Yeah, hey, I bought a new car," and tell them you bought a new Eurobus. It's really the same car you've got, but and see what they say.
Right, I'll have to do that.
Yeah. And I started back, I bought I think mine was an 84 Subaru DL, and I had it for years, pancake engine, and drove it hard, Lucy. I really did. I drove it hard and fast, but with two kids, babies, and stuff, it worked great. Good. What kind of mileage are you getting with it?
I think I get about 30 to the gallon, 28.
Wow.
To the gallon.
Wow. Would you recommend a Subaru or a Eurobus to our listeners, all the other folks?
Yes, I would.
Would you?
I recommend Subaru.
Yeah. Is that your next buy, then, is a Subaru? Well, if you're going to maybe buy a new one, or are you going to go electric?
Oh, I'm not going electric, no.
No?
I don't know what I'll buy next, but no, I don't want an electric car.
So it's a big boo no on the electric word, then?
Correct.
Yeah. We could talk an hour on that, couldn't we?
Huh? No. Do you know anyone who owns an electric car?
I do. I do. In fact, one of my friends, actually, he just bought it just out of the blue. He did not come to me by any means to get any kind of visiting going on with it, okay? So, but I was really shocked. You know, I was like, wow, he drove by and said, I've got something to show you. And he drove by and showed it to me. And can you guess which brand it is that he bought?
Well, he either bought a Chevrolet Volt or maybe a Tesla.
Ah, see, you're going to get a good gift bag, Lucy. You're right, Tesla. He bought a Tesla, and he's had it for about a month. And do you feel that he's talked to me about that with good or bad news?
Yeah,
he's talked to me. Do you think it's been good news out of his mouth or bad news about the Tesla?
I'm going to guess it's a mixture.
Okay, so I'm almost like I'm sounding like a Tesla salesman here, aren't I? well, he has actually said nothing but good.
Okay.
So, but now I'm going to say this also too. I have another friend in another state. I don't mention names or anything, or even the state. He did buy a Tesla, and he also sold that Tesla. He doesn't like him and doesn't want that. So I have a good and a bad there. So now I have to get another friend or someone else I know to talk neutral, which we've got Trey. Now Trey answered Trey is one of our charter members. You've probably heard Trey on the phone with me before. He's down in southern Illinois, and he's got Tesla and he's all good about him. It's all good. So you know, I don't know, Lucy. It's one of those things that we really I know Tesla's kind of all over the planet now, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, I see them wherever I go, every once in a while.
Yeah. But, you know, I might want your 68 Ford Mustang over a Tesla at this point right now. I think they're going up in value.
Yes.
They're going up in value. Well, is your Subaru running good? No oil leaks or anything I can help you with on that?
No oil leaks, no. The main issue I have is that I tend to grind the gear when I go from second to third, but I'm still trying to get the feel for second to third so I don't grind the gear because it's at 5-speed.
Oh, you're a speed shifter.
Yeah.
Well, if you got a lot of mile, we got to make sure it's a wet clutch. So I want to make sure you have enough brake fluid in that clutch master cylinder. Okay.
Okay.
Lucy, hang on if you would, and I'll get Bentley Brad to get your address there, email address, where you can, you know, your address, I can send you a gift packet out, okay? I appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Yep, absolutely. That's how you do it, folks. We're going to send Lucy a gift package out and take a little short break. Come right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News. Hurricane Fiona landed in southwestern Puerto Rico at 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time, according to the National Hurricane Center. The entire island is without electricity. President Biden approved an emergency declaration for the Commonwealth Sunday morning. Some 500 world leaders in London ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. Unprecedented security measures have been taken. Officials are asking people to stay home to avoid disappointment as they begin to wind down the queue of people waiting to see the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. There are calls for an international tribunal to happen after the discovery of mass graves in a town that was liberated by Ukrainian forces in the Kharkiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky says 59 bodies have been exhumed so far. Former White House spokeswoman and Arkansas Republican gubernatorial candidate Sarah Huckabee Sanders is recovering from surgery for thyroid cancer. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The thing that's so bad is I got a Galaxy 500.
It's got the 429 in it.
Woohoo!
No electric, all fuel, all petrol. Woo, it smells like it out the back, too. It's running a little rich. Whew. Man, I think I made my whole entire career back in the day, 40-plus years ago. All there was out there was carburetors, no fuel injection. And fuel injection, of course, as you folks know, it's automatically, electronically controlled by a computer. Sprays fuel in, down the injector, sprays the injector, opens and closes the needle, sprays the fuel down in the cylinder to cause that spark plug to go kaboom, causing the piston to go downstairs, bottom floor, in the bottom of the oil pan, and then it spins back up, of course, and says hello again to the fuel injector spray. Carburetors. Ooh, man, I had to learn to listen to how these cylinders were firing in order to adjust that fuel-air mixture. Today, I'm still doing that. I still actually work on quite a few older cars. Absolutely, keep them on the road. Worked on a little Toyota Hilux pickup the other day, et cetera, on and on and on. I love it. I love it. It's just once you, it's like riding a bicycle or, of course, riding a snowmobile at 120 miles an hour. You never forget how to do it. Oh, yeah. Got that trivia question out there. And first and foremost, let's do a little shout-out. Oh, yeah, there's our shout-out. Oh, yeah! Shout-out to Lucy down in southern Utah. I want to do a shout-out because our great affiliate, KZNU, that Lucy listens to us on, along with all you other folks down there listening, KZNU, AM 1450, St. George Lefurkin Enterprise, of course, and then also they have us on 93.1 FM. Thank you. Appreciate it. Taking Auto World Saturday morning and also Sunday. Appreciate that. Thank you. I salute you folks for doing that because I do live for helping people in the automotive arena, the auto world arena. That's what I do. 45 plus years, I don't know anything different. I really don't. That trivia question is, Lucy answered it with a Ford Mustang, but it is a Ford. But which car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record? Also, I want to do a shout-out. I got an email here from our great friend Trey. He's listening to us down in southern Illinois also. He says, love the show, Mark. Thank you, Trey. Again, appreciate it. He says, it just has to be the Ford Mustang. He says, love the show. Thanks, Trey. Hey, Trey, no, you know, sorry about that. Hey, Trey, I know I've sent you some gifts, but do you still have that Land Rover? I might even have a special gift just for that Land Rover that you had some problems with. You know, let me know. Let me know. He had a little bit of oil issues there, and we helped him through that, I hope, and got that baby still back on the road. Yes. Okay, the letter cars. Why are we talking about what is a letter car, first and foremost? Well, there's a letter car we're going to talk about here in a little bit about the horsepower. 400. They're bringing it back. 485 HPs horsepower. It's the C letter. Oh, these letters and school buses. Yes, that's right. The kids are back in school, so we got to make sure that we know our alphabet when it comes to auto world. Well, this, the letter series, folks, the Chrysler 300 letter series are high-performance personal luxury cars that were built by Chrysler in the United States from 1955 to 1965 and were a sub-model Chrysler Corporation. Yeah. The assembly plant was on Jefferson Avenue Assembly in Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. So the Chrysler car itself, seriously. Now, what does the C mean in Chrysler 300? Because that's the Chrysler 300, the C car. At the 300C level, you get a 5.7-liter V8 engine, which delivers 363 horses and 394 pounds-feet of torque. All engines are driven by a standard 8-speed automatic transmission, rear-wheel drive, and with an optional all-wheel drive. Save the C level, folks, C, which is only available in rear-wheel drive. Chrysler, for Chrysler, C. Yeah. More information about that. That, in fact, back in the day, the first Chrysler 300 gets its name from the 331 cubic inch 5.4-liter Hemi firepower V8 that produced the 300 horsepower back in the day. So, and what's it modeled after, the Chrysler 300? Well, the Chrysler 300 was designed as a modern interruption of the 1955 Chrysler C300 and the letter series Chryslers that followed from that point on, 1955 on up to today. Featuring a large grille, of course, a long hood, and a low roofline, which made it look like it had a chopped top. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's where you take it out. Us hot rodders, we take the top off with you could call it a saber saw or a cutting wheel or whatever you've got to make it happen, and get it cut off. Yeah. Well, in 2023, Chrysler's going to bring back the 300C. It'll rock a 6.4-liter Hemi. Oh, yeah. That's a V8. What that stands for, there's eight cylinders, and it's in the shape of a V. Four on one side, four on the other side. Packing 485 horsepower. It's now approaching its 70th anniversary on the road. Chrysler's celebrating the legacy of the 300, which debut of the limited edition 2023 Chrysler 300C. Detroit, you know, the Motor City had its car show here just this last week. Were you there? No, maybe not. I wasn't there. I wanted to go, but I never made it. Now, again, it was first released, the C letter series was released back in 1955. And the Chrysler 300, it was reinvented in 2005 and has been the American luxury and performance ever since. So now they're bringing it back, and everything's coming back, but it's a letter series. And when you say letter series, that means that it's going to go up in value. Some of us know that our cars that we own aren't going up in value. In fact, that's the reason why maybe you're looking for a new vehicle. You know that, you know, I'm still making payments on this piece of metal, and it keeps going down in value. It's time to maybe step up and get a newer one. Well, I can help you with that, of course, definitely. The easiest way to do that, I'll just use a silver microphone right now to help you with that. Before we get to helping you with maybe buying and purchasing a new car, oh, yeah. I just want to let you know that this brand new C letter series car they're bringing back, the 300C, with that 6.4L, that stands for liter, 6.4-liter V8 engine, will rock 485 horsepower, 475 pound-feet of torque, folks. Now, this is going to send this thing down the road from 0 to 60, a four-door, at 4.3 seconds. It'll cover a quarter mile in 12.4 seconds. And it can also hit, now I'm talking a four-door sedan, it can also hit a top speed of 160 miles per hour. That's 160 miles an hour. Hello to the letter series. Yes. Not only are they bringing them back, my friends, but they're bringing them back with power. Horsepower. They're outdoing the old Hemis. One thing that I think they should have, might have done, I've got a photo in front of me. No more chrome bumpers. Remember those old Chryslers that had the chrome bumpers that weighed 14 tons? Well, 7 tons for the front bumper and 7 tons for the back bumper to save you in case you met somebody by accident. Well, no bumpers. They do actually have, the body is a certain color, painted one color that you like, but they do have it highlighted black as a bumper out front, but it's not the big, massive, you know, Cadillac-style or Chrysler-style bumpers. I remember my mom bought my mom a Chrysler Newport. It had more square footage inside that car than our house did. And the front bumper, I remember washing my mom's car for her as a young kid, keeping mom's car clean. It took me an hour and a half just to get the front bumper clean. Now that's some square footage. Woo! We're coming back, and we're going to go into the email bag. We got emails to get to. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here on GCN, Genesis Communications Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Way around the world. What are you talking about? Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. But where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. You understand?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
There's only one thing left for me to do, mama. I got a ding a ding dang. My thing a long thing long.
You need a new car. Get a good car, something that you don't have to worry about fixing all the time. You know, that's another Auto World tip, folks. If you are always scratching your head and thinking, you know, this last repair job I had on my transmission or my windshield or my brakes or, you know, my tires or my repair, my water pump, or even a simple thing as a tune-up. And so you're out hunting right now for a, after the show, of course, please, hunting for a new technician, new person to get, you know, on board to fix your car correctly. Take a look at how many cars are parked in their parking lot. Oh, yeah. Does that tell you how busy they are? It could. Or does that tell you that all those cars are sitting around waiting for parts? Could. A good shop has it continuously. If you want to drive by there, this is the Auto World tip. I want you to drive by that shop you're looking at least three times a week and do it for 2 weeks. See if the rotation of the cars are gone. Take a picture. They don't mind. If the blue car is still there after 2 weeks, then you know that they're waiting for parts. And it's the same, the red car is still there, the white car is still there, the black car is still there. Uh-oh, that means that there's no new cars. So a good shop rotates the cars, fixes the cars, meaning they're rotating them, coming in and going out, get them fixed, and that's the shop you want. And now, if you keep seeing the blue one disappear, and then the blue one's back, and it's the same car, uh-oh, don't go there, because that's a warranty thing, and they're not doing their job correctly. Okay, let's get this, got an email here from Jim. He's got the answer to this trivia question, he thinks. We're going to find out. He's listening to us. Jim, thank you, appreciate it. For the compliment. He says, great show, appreciate that. I tip my hat, salute you, my friend. Jim's listening to us on KEYS. Let's do a shout out. KEYS, AM 1440. Jim's listening to us down in Corpus Christi, Texas. All 3 hours, thank you. KEYS, AM 1440, for taking all 3 hours of Auto World so we can help Jim's down there and Susie's and everybody. Also, Corpus Christi 98.7 FM. Appreciate that. Corpus Christi, Portland, Mathis, Alice, all you folks in between and around, thank you. And if you get a chance, get down to the beach and splash some water for me. Beautiful, beautiful color. Jim says, Mark, which car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting an all-time record? Jim, you are absolutely right. Doug, the Delahaye drummer, I didn't ask to come in today, so I'll just do it right now without drums. Drum roll. Jim is right. He says it's the Ford Thunderbird. They sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record. Trey, and of course, Lucy said that it's a Mustang. Well, Mustang started in 1964 and a half, so there's a little different records there, you know. But, oh, yeah, you know what we're going to talk about on the third hour, don't you? Release the ponies. And, in fact, they did. They released them, and we're going to release them on the third hour. But right now, let's talk a little bit more about what Ford had another pony car. Yes, a car is born. What is it? Why is it? Why did they do this? Well, it was the Ford Pinto. Yep. Believe it or not. Lee Iacocca was the vice president at the time. With a keen marketer, he was, yes. He knew that all of us consumers wanted, but they needed something different back in that day. But by 1967, Volkswagen, Toyota, and Datsun were responding to a signal as to what buyers wanted. Small, economical cars. It's not that Detroit hadn't figured this out before, but in 1960, the Big Three released their first compact American cars, my friends. But as expected, these small cars grew each year to the point where they were nearly as large as mid-sized cars. Yep, the foreign automakers, they provided the solution, importing cars, of course, coming to the States, originally designed to fit in the narrow medieval streets of European countries. But Lee Iacocca said was concerned that foreign automakers would soon seize the entire United States in a subcompact car market. So he decided to make something a little bit different. And boy, did he. Yep. A design began in Dearborn. Of course, they looked into Europe for engines, quickly deciding to use the Kent overhead cam four-cylinder that debuted as a one-liter unit in the 1960 Ford Anglia. By 1967, it would grow to 1.6 liters and was being used in the Cortina GT. Brought stateside, it generated 75 horsepower and 96 pound-feet of torque. Ford also offered the 2.0-liter four-cylinder as an option. But, again, the new pony was born. Why am I saying all this? Going into that, measuring out at 163 inches long with 94.2 inch wheelbase, my friends, the Pinto was coming your way. And boy, did it. As you know, we all know, it did not leave a very good, well, it did leave, but it happened that, in fact, it left with the 1971 Ford Pinto came to market in the fall of 1970, just as the Chevrolet Vega and the AMC Gremlin arrived. Chrysler offered the Dodge Colt, built by Mitsubishi, and the Plymouth Cricket. Oh, I love that Cricket. I worked on quite a few of those. It's worth a lot of money today. The Plymouth Cricket, manufactured by Hillman of England, but Ford's new Fowl proved popular, selling 352,402 units in its very first year of production, the Ford Pinto. Only the Falcon and Mustang sold more in their, well, debuting year. It was a horse of a different color, wasn't it? Yep. As we all know, I've got to go there. I've got to talk about it. The Ford Pinto, of course, went on. It would exit production after the 1980 model year. If you've got one, if you've got a Ford Pinto, you know what it's worth. And I'm going to tell you, it's worth quite a bit today. My mom bought one, and she does not have it today, but... And, in fact, I should have said something and said, I want it. But who would have ever thunked that Ford Pinto, as a Ford's other pony car, would have ever sold that many units? And who would have ever thunked that the bad part of that car was that fuel tank in the back of the car? And that's exploded in accidents, which was not good. So if you do own one, still drive it safely and nicely. It's a collector's item today, believe it or not. It literally is. Hang it on your living room wall if you have room. That's what they're worth today. Coming up on the third hour of Auto World, my friends, we're talking. We're going to unleash the beasts. We're going to unleash the ponies.
Oh, yeah.
Going to get back into the email bag and then get to an email here on the second hour. We're going to help you on the third hour with your emails. Also, more school bus history coming up on the third hour. And, oh, my, on our Facebook page, Mark Evans, you'll see three of those 10 that are going to be coming your way. Electric motorcycles. Who is it? There's no engines. Just motors. Electric motors. Who is it and why and how come? We're going to get to that. And they better upgrade their store or they're going to be in trouble. So stay tuned for that. Also, going in back into the email bag. Absolutely. And we're going to have more trivia. So stay tuned for the trivia coming your way with more gifts, too. Oh, yeah. And with that, oh, last week we gave out on the brand name game, I don't know, I gave out probably $6,000 worth of gifts. Yeah, an Amazon card for $1,500. AutoZone was there for $1,000. Tire Rack said, Mark, give out four Michelin tires. I did. Shell, a $200 gift card. It goes on. Wash drops. I mean, Meguiar's and Mother's. And oh, yeah. If you're interested in maybe getting into that, well, let's do it. Let's get you into that gift bag. If you know your company you're working for or a company that you believe and should be in part of this show and want to throw out some of their good, great items and products they have to everybody, let's do it. Reach me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'd love to. Well, I want you to have some fun being busy. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. Look forward to you on the third hour. Head on over to GCNLive.com. Drive safe. Motor on.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.